It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Next year's midterms will determine whether Democrats can regain some power in Washington or whether President Donald Trump's agenda continues unabated.
In Wisconsin, the battle for control of the U.S. House of Representatives is focused on Republican Congressmen Derek Van Orden and Brian Stile. As Rich Kramer reports, their political brands are different, but their support of Trump is nearly identical.
The crowd in the Alcorn High School auditorium erupted with boos and a smattering of applause when Congressman Brian Stile walked on stage at a July town hall. Stile was first elected in 2018. He's won his previous races easily. He's considered the favorite in next year's election, too, but the mood this time is different. This forum, packed with Democrats, showcased President Donald Trump's ability to energize his political opponents. As they shouted at Stile, he calmly took it in, but he also defended the president at every turn. One audience member called Trump's deportation raids by masked immigration agents immoral and asked why Stile won't try to stop them.
What I view is the moral hazard created by the Biden administration by allowing the U.S.-Mexico border to remain insecure. And so it's completely fine that we disagree.
In Western Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District, Republican Derek Van Orden refuses to hold in-person town halls. He says it's to avoid paid agitators disrupting events. When he does meet face-to-face with critics, Van Orden has been known to do some agitating of his own. In April, Van Orden accused an economist of trying to enslave Americans after she criticized hundreds of millions of dollars Republicans were cutting from food assistance. And he accused Democrats of misrepresenting the cuts.
This should be a nonpartisan committee. They're lying. I'm over it. Stop it.
In July, a nasty online feud between Van Orden and Democratic Wisconsin Congressman Mark Pocan spilled onto the streets when Van Orden interrupted a Pocan TV interview by revving his motorcycle as he drove past. No one would confuse Van Orden and Stile when it comes to the way they carry themselves, but the two have a lot in common this year. Both represent districts that are competitive by the numbers, and national Democrats say they're both top targets in the midterm. Political observers say their personalities could matter in the race. Cook Political Report House editor Aaron Covey says Van Orden's polarizing style makes him more vulnerable. At the same time, Covey says Stile has kept a low profile.
You know, I think he has been able to use that low profile to his advantage politically because he hasn't made headlines for saying controversial things in the same way that someone like Van Orden very clearly has and has emerged, as kind of one of the most polarizing members of the House.
On paper, she says Stile's first district seat should be easier for Democrats to flip, but Stile has overperformed Trump. Van Orden has underperformed him. Former Republican Congressman Reed Ribble represented Wisconsin's 8th Congressional District from 2011 to 2017. He calls Stile the definition of Wisconsin nice. He calls Van Orden, a former Navy SEAL, a fighter, and says it serves him well in his 3rd district. But it can cut both ways.
I think Derek's biggest risk is if he were to alienate the more moderate, centrist, traditional Reaganite that is in the district because they're still there.
Former Democratic Congressman Ron Kind represented the 3rd for 26 years. He says political brands aside, the biggest vulnerability for both Van Orden and Stile is their unfailing support of Trump's agenda. That includes his signature law that cut taxes and cut funding to safety net programs like Medicaid.
And let's face it, Republicans have been in complete control of the White House, the House of Representatives, the Senate. Everything they're doing has been their decision. There's been no bipartisan outreach, no work to try to find common ground.
Kind says Republicans passed those changes with razor-thin margins in the House, where a few votes made the difference. He says they're going to have to own that going into the crucial midterms. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin Public Radio.